I told y'all when I was ready, I'd be back. Well, if you follow me on Instagram, you know that I said that. And I'm ready and I'm back and I'm so excited to say hi to my If She Did It podcast besties and to see where this journey takes us. So I have a lot to share. There's a lot of episodes being planned. Let's get into it. Welcome to the If She Did It podcast with your host, business coach, and business bestie, Becky Fagan. This is your one-stop shop for all things business growth, energetic alignment, strategy, mindset, and a fun touch of spirituality. Nothing is off limits here, and you're bound to leave every single episode inspired, excited, and ready to take massive action in your business. This podcast was created to help create more badass female CEOs and help you see that business gets to be simple, strategic, and fun. Now, let's dive in. So where the hell have I been? I think that's where we have to start. I decided to come back because I went to go live on Instagram, or I decided I was ready to come back because I went to go live on Instagram, and I realized that what I was about to share would be so much more powerful as a podcast episode. And here we are. So what is this about to look like? What's going on? So I felt a lot of resistance to my podcast for a long time because there's been a lot going on in my life, and it's all going to come full circle. It's all going to make sense by the end of this episode, but there's a lot going on in my life and it just felt like a lot of work to do. And quite frankly, I had nothing I wanted to talk about. I was not inspired about anything. I didn't want to talk about the topics related to the offers I was trying to sell. I didn't want to talk about anything. So I disappeared. I had episodes that were already recorded that I could have uploaded, but I just didn't. There are a few I'm going to bring and I'm going to upload, but I just felt really disconnected from it all. But I challenged myself a couple days ago because things have been feeling really difficult for me, and I'm going to record a whole episode about what it's like going through kind of like a downturn in your business and how to handle it. But things have been feeling really, really difficult for me lately. So I just kind of decided, you know, what's going to feel really good for me right now? What's going to feel really good for me at the time of recording this? Because I'm not sure when I'm going to start posting these live again. But at the time of recording this, it's April 12th. So my wedding is in like 24 days. Like, we're getting real close. What's going to feel really good and really, really accessible for me right now? And I decided to sell a one-on-one, one-month offer that I know that it will still be available, you know, as long as the spots don't fill at the time of going live with this. So I'll touch on it a little bit, but I decided I'm really, really passionate about product suites and creating a sustainable product suite. And I've kind of been able to, over the years, identify like sustainable ones versus like really burnout ones. And then there's a lot of different ways to create a sustainable product suite. And I will probably record an episode solely on this as well, but there's a lot of ways to create a sustainable product suite. And yours might look different than mine. But I really enjoy building them out and then mapping out the overarching marketing strategy for it. So that is what I decided to create an offer around, that and stepping into the version of yourself that is ready to expand and attract that sustainability, leveraging my new hypnosis certification along with my NLP certification and everything like that. And I'm really excited about this offer. It's 1 month. The first week is kind of intensive, 3 30-minute one-on-one calls to really dig into where you're at, where you're headed, creating that product suite, mapping out the marketing plan, and then a month of Telegram support to really strategize, get daily support, all the things, as well as a hypnosis session, including a recording of the hypnosis we do so that you can continue to do it on your own time. And I'm really excited about all of it. Yeah, I'll have some more deets in the show notes for you around that. But let's dive into what this episode is really about. So, yes and no. We're going to dive into what this episode is really about. I want to finish the thought of, like, I decided to do things that felt really good for me because this is important. And we'll probably dig into this even more on other episodes. But when you're feeling really like a lot of resistance, you have to tap into the feel good. And so what got me back to the podcast is that literally just 2 days ago, like today is Wednesday, on Monday, I was like, I'm just going to post whatever the fuck is on my mind. And so I did. And I did it again yesterday, and I'm going to do it again today. And it's been feeling really good, and it's been really fun, and it's been really landing. Like, it's been landing a lot with my community, and I'm like, fuck yeah, this is what I've been missing. So in that, between that and having like a crazy realization on my therapy session today, I was like, I'm ready. I'm ready to come back to the podcast. I have things I want to talk about that I feel belong on a podcast. I could go live and then they could live on Instagram, but I find that people don't often go back and rewatch Instagram lives, but podcasts live forever. And I know that people who are meant to see this will see this when it's right for them. You might listen to it right away. It might be months from now. It might be years from now, but it's going to benefit you. So for those who have been around for a while, what I'm about to share is no surprise to you. But those who are new to my world, I have had a really fucking difficult year and a half, even more than that, but especially the past year and a half. So right now it is April of 2023. In September of 2021, my fiance proposed to me. My then boyfriend proposed. We got engaged. A week later, he left for a 10-month deployment. He was in Italy for 10 months. He lived the Italian lifestyle. It was more of a mobilization, so we did have to go to Africa a few times, which was very scary, but for the most part, he was just working on a base in Italy. However, I was unable to visit him because my trip got canceled due to Russia invading Ukraine in 2022. So we went 10 months without seeing each other, and it was very, very difficult for us, and it was very hard on our relationship. So that was difficulty number one. Then, you know, the typical sprinkle in the really bad anxiety and depression. And then my grandpa suddenly died in January of 2022. And that really just got me. Really got me. And then, oh, forgot to mention, in 2021, we found out my grandma had cancer, but I was in denial. I was like, she'll be fine. She'll be fine. She died. She died in October of 2022. So in the span of 9 months, because my grandpa died right at the end of January, I lost both of my grandparents. That was devastating. And then actually yesterday, my aunt passed. It was also expected, but it still sucks. So there's been a lot of loss. There was not having my fiance there with me to be there for me in person during a lot of it. A lot of sadness, but through all of it, I never slowed down. I am someone that is very driven by money, always wants to make more money. As much as I'm all about serving my people. It's so important to me to provide so much value to my clients and to support my clients and help my clients see the results they're looking for, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm not gonna lie, like, I am hella driven by money. I love making money. I love having more than enough money. And for the past couple of years, I have had more than enough money. Right now, it doesn't feel like that. And it hasn't felt like that for a while. And that's been really, really difficult. And the reason for that being that I chose to take a lot of my money that I had made during an influx in money and pay down a bunch of credit cards that I had from past business expenses, which is great. Like, I don't really have any debt left, but like that was a good chunk of my money. And the thing about sustainable business models, which I'll get to in another episode, is that having moments of massive influxes of cash injections coupled with moments of very minimal cash injections is fine as long as you manage your money correctly. And I didn't necessarily mismanage my money. Like, I made a smart move, but it was a smart move assuming my income stayed constant, which it did not. But that's not what this episode is totally about. But I just thought that was important because a big part of, you know, why I kept going and wouldn't stop last year is because I wanted more money. And that's why it's taken until April 12th of 2023 to have this realization on a call with my therapist, because I've been working with her on really just talking through my connection to money and what money does, like how it drives me and whatever, to kind of like release some of the pressure I have on myself to constantly be wanting or feeling like I need to make more, or feeling like I don't have enough. And so I realized on my session today that, so I've had this kind of breakdown going on for the past, honestly, since the beginning of the year, but especially over the past 2 months. And I realized that it's the crash I never had. It's the crash I never had after two massively impactful deaths. You would assume somebody to spiral a little bit when their grandparent passes, especially when you are as close to your grandparents as I was. They were like my world. Like, I just thought they were the most amazing people. I adored them with all my heart and soul. I spent a lot of time with them growing up. And ever since moving to DC, well, not in 2020 because we weren't allowed to go see them because of the pandemic, but last year and the year before, so with my grandma last year and the year before that with my grandpa, I was going once a month for at least 4 days to see them. And growing up, I saw them at least once a week. So my grandparents just are the world to me, and I lost both of them, and I never stopped. I never really took a break. I said I was taking a break, like, and I was from selling for like a week when my grandpa died, but I was still supporting clients. And I got right back on the horse a week later after my grandpa died. I just said, go, 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 go. Gotta make money. And I never gave myself space. I never gave myself grace. And then I was working and pushing and pushing and feeling guilty when I went to see my grandma if I took a day or two off from working. And then when my grandma died, I was in the middle of a launch. So when I found out my grandma was like 100%, yeah, she's dying, she's only got a little bit of time, I was just at the beginning of my launch and I didn't stop. I was literally launching while sitting next to my grandma on her deathbed, like straight up. I took a few days off here and there, like for sure. Like I definitely soaked up the time I had left with her before she was like in a coma state. But like I definitely was also working and had my thought on work a little bit. And then after she passed, I went right back into the launch for the most part. So I never really got any time to really just give myself space. And so of course I'm crashing now. It's just like I've had enough and I've crashed. Like I'm just like tired. Like I've just felt tired. I've felt bored. I've felt annoyed. And of course, like life has not been great. Let's be straight up about it. Like it's not been the greatest to me. The world has not been the kindest to me over the past year and a half or so. And I'm not like, this is not a pity thing. This is just a realistic thing. And I'm sure that a lot of you are listening to this and are listening to this journey that I've been on and thinking, holy fuck, samesies. Like in your own world, right? Like for me, it was death. For you, it might just be like hardship or, you know, relationship issues or just like just feeling off. Like it doesn't have to be as extreme as my story is. Maybe it is. And if so, I'm so sorry. But like it doesn't necessarily have to be that extreme. But, you know, maybe in my realization, you'll have a realization too of like, maybe you've not been so kind to yourself. Maybe you've been too hard on yourself. Maybe you've not given yourself the space to breathe that you deserve. You know, we always say, oh yeah, I'm going to take vacation. I'm going to take time off. And then I bet you open Voxer, bitch. I bet you did. I bet you open Voxer or your email or Telegram or WhatsApp or whatever fucking platform you use to connect, whether it's a team member or a client or whatever it is. I bet you got on Instagram. I bet you posted on your stories. I bet you binged a bunch of other people's Instagram stories. I bet you felt less than at least once on that vacation. I should be doing this. I should have done that. Oh, look at what that coach is doing. Oh, look at what that social media manager is doing. We've all been there. But this was the realization I needed. Like, no fucking duh. I got to give myself a fucking break. I got to be nicer to myself. I'm not saying I'm going to stop. Like, hello, I'm right here. I'm getting back on the wagon in a sense. I'm getting back into my podcast. I'm feeling myself again. I'm getting inspired again. But holy fucking shit, of course there's a crash. The crash had to come. We're only human. We're not perfect.
We're not robots. We have emotions that we have to feel through. And a lot of times when somebody crashes, especially a business coach or some kind of business related mentor, they take that crash and instead of just being straight up about it, yeah, I fucking burned out, bitches, or yeah, there was a lot of fucking death and it hurt me and I needed a break, or just life sucks sometimes and I crashed. They have to turn it into some like extreme intentional move. Like, I noticed that I burned out, so I intentionally flipped the script and did all these things. And maybe some of them do. I'm not going to like say that everybody's lying out here, but I just think that like my purpose in this space, a lot of my purpose is to be that real raw, totally authentic, totally fucking chaotic, all over the place energy in a business mentor. Like, I'm not going to make your business chaos, and I'm not going to say that my business is chaos, but my life is fucking chaos and I have a chaotic energy. And another thing that I have, like, a lot of business mentors are very structured. There's a lot of planning that goes in. There's a lot of research that goes in. There's a lot of like building folders of social proof and having these templates that they refer to and having these organizational structures that whatever. Fuck that, honestly. I fucking hate that shit, you guys. You know, when you were in high school, or probably not, like middle school, even elementary school, and you were handed this box thing and you were set, you were told this is the piece of paper you have to use to plan the outline for the essay or paper that you have to write. And you had to basically pre-plan your entire essay before you started writing. Oh, that was my nightmare. I fucking hated that shit. Do not put me in a box. I hate being put in boxes. And I felt like it just like, as much as I make jokes that I'm not creative, like I do have a creative flow. And when it comes to writing, when it comes to planning, when it comes to all these things, I like to just go with it. Like, I like to just go for it. And if you're like, yeah, fuck that, Becky, I relate so hard. I'm trying to find what structure for us looks like, so I'll keep you posted. But I just like to fucking go for it and just feel into it and trust that that's what's going to work. And I've been trying to put myself into the box that society's been trying to put me in my whole fucking life for the past year and a half. And I've really gotten in my head and I've really lost my own damn magic because of it. And all of that encompassed with the passing of my grandparents has led to this crash that I've been feeling. And I think that because of the loss of my grandparents, I feel like I lost myself a little bit. So in that process, I also felt even more so like I had to put myself into the box that society has been trying to put me in my whole life. Fucking exhausting, am I right? So all of that to say, like, that's not the purpose behind my business. And it's probably not the purpose behind yours either. We are here to create our own legacies. We are here to create our own stories. We are here to create our own versions of freedom. And like, if you're anything like me and you're resonating with what I'm talking about today, you've not been letting yourself do that. So let my crash that I'm now giving myself permission to have be your lesson to not get yourself there. To be nicer to yourself. So in this whole process, I've had a lot of realizations, which is why I'm really excited for some of the episodes that I'm going to record, especially the sustainable product suite thing. Like, oh, I have so many thoughts on that. But like, at the end of the day, here's what I want you to know. Number one, money isn't everything. It's fucking amazing. We fucking love money, everybody. Like, if you don't love money, fine, fucking weirdo. But I'm kind of kidding. I love you if you're listening to this and you don't like money. But we love money. Money lets us do the things we want to do. Lets us buy the things we want to buy. Lets us live the life we want to live without any stress, any pressure, any nerves. That being said, it still is not everything. So if you are tied to your business and having to constantly show up because of it and be really strict with yourself and be really strategic with yourself because you're stressed about money, you have to pull back on that. Because the reality situation is, and this is from somebody that has seen the patterns being in business for over 4 years now, of what releasing it and being obsessed with it does, no matter how good you are, if you're obsessing over the money and stressing over maybe not making the amount you want to be making right now, you're going to dig yourself deeper into that hole. You're going to dig yourself deeper and deeper and deeper until you finally have no choice but to let go, because what you've been trying isn't fucking working. Stop focusing so much on what you quote unquote should be doing to make money. It is not serving you right now. It will serve you in the future. More strategic, more extensive strategy will serve you in the future. We love a good strategy, but it's not serving you right now. Throw it away. Fucking throw it away. Well, don't throw it away. Like, put it in a box, save it for later. And I'm not saying don't do any strategy whatsoever, but I trust that you have the intuitive knowing of what needs to be said, and that gets to be your strategy. And as somebody that's a self-proclaimed like marketing expert and somewhat of a sales expert, people that are listening to this that are also marketing and sales experts are probably like, Becky, you've lost your fucking rockers. This is crazy. But the thing is, sometimes the best thing you could do for your business and for your marketing and for your sales is to throw it all away. Put it in a box. Lock the key. Put it away for later. And just feel into what feels good for you right now. What are you so passionate about? What content have you seen later that's been pissing you the fuck off? Talk about it. Especially if it's pertaining to like your business and stuff. What like trends in your industry right now are pissing you the fuck off? Talk about it. Why is it pissing you off? What should we be doing? What do you stand for in your business? What do you believe in your business? Talk about it. Tell us about it. What stories do you need to tell us? What stories do you need to share? Lessons learned. This is what I want you to be focusing on right now. This is what I want you to be sharing right now. Okay? This is what you need to be thinking about. So I want to encourage you to just like be more you. Like, just be more you. Own who you are. That's what needs to be done right now, first and foremost. And then think of what offer you can sell that feels really fun, juicy, exciting right now. What offer or service? And sell that. All in for 30 days. Just have some fucking fun. Have some fucking fun. And enjoy the process. Enjoy the journey and see what comes of it. See what comes of it. And let your chaotic, unorganized self do the talking. You get to win. You get to win. You get to be successful. Give yourself a break. Give yourself a beat. Because otherwise, you're going to get to where I am. And you're going to crash. I'm picking myself up now. But learn from my journey. Learn from my journey and everything is going to be great. You've got this. You've got this. It's going to be amazing. You're amazing. I feel like there was more I wanted to say around this, but I've lost my train of thought. LOL. But seriously, bestie, like just be nice to yourself. That is my biggest lesson. Be nice to myself. That's what I'm doing. Being nicer to myself. Being proud of where I've been and how far I've come. Giving myself grace because holy shit, life's been fucking shitty recently. Well, for the past like almost 2 years, LOL. And just take every day and just move with it. Release the structure, release the box you've put yourself in because you feel that you have to be productive, and trust yourself to just get the shit done that needs to get done and doing what feels good, and simplify. That's another one, simplify. So my non-negotiables right now, I'm all about a good omnipresence. But right now, because things have felt so hard for me and I'm kind of in the crash, I'm kind of coming up from it because I think once you realize that you've been crashing, that's when the come up starts back up. But I realized that I need to simplify. I'm already super simple, but I simplify even more. So my only non-negotiable is Instagram. The majority of my sales come from Instagram, so that's my non-negotiable. Show up on stories, show up on my feed, and try to go live at least twice a week. My non-negotiables, okay? And, so those are my non-negotiables. And if I have the capacity for more and I'm able to have some fun, I can record podcasts. I can record TikToks. I can send out an email, whatever feels good to me. But I made my non-negotiables really simple to make sure that I stay committed and I stay consistent. So pick your non-negotiables and run with them. That's a big one. That's a really, really big one. So those are my two tips for you. This is my story. This is where I'm at. I can't wait to have you on this journey with me to come back from the crash. No burn, just the crash. And we've got some really fun episodes coming up. I've not recorded any of them, but as I say them out loud to you, I'm going to write them down and I'm going to do all of them. We're going to talk about sustainable business models because there's multiple ways to do it. There's not just one, even though some coaches will just teach you one. LOL. We're going to talk about what I'm tired of seeing. And like with that, like how we can change. Okay? Because I want to. And that sounds fun for me. And I hope it'll be fun for you too. We're also going to talk about, we're going to talk more about like my story of where I've been, like, and what's been going on behind the scenes, because I think that's important. I think that you deserve that, like the real, the raw. We're going to talk about like, is it really authentic? Like, what's authenticity really? Like, right? That's important. So we're going to, this is where I'm going to stop for right now. I'm going to, because otherwise I'm going to list all these things and then there's going to be the pressure to do all these things. But these are what's coming up. And if you're listening to this and there's something that you want me to talk about or something that's pissing you off that you want me to be pissed off about too, and then talk about, DM me over on Instagram and I'll talk about it. And I'm so excited for this. I'm excited to be back. I'm excited to be with you again. And go check the show notes for my one-on-one intensive that I cannot wait to have you be part of. And also, just gonna like little tease, I have a membership coming. I have to start working on it a little bit more, but it's coming and I'm really freaking excited about it. And then Shamelessly Rich will be back later in the summer. It just wasn't the right time for it, but that's a whole other episode. That will go in with like my story of where I've been. So that's what we've got going on. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited to be back. I'm so excited to have you as a listener. I know you enjoyed it if you're still listening. So it would mean the absolute fucking world to me if you would head to wherever you're listening, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever, and leave a review. I would so appreciate that. It helps get the word out. And you know what would be even more helpful? And it would just mean the world to me if you took a screenshot that you're listening to this episode and shared it on Instagram and tagged me. It would just be helpful to get the word out, but also it would mean the world to know that you're listening. And if you're not that kind of person, just send me a DM and let me know your takeaways from this episode, because I just feel like this is a really great opportunity to build some connection around relatability. So that's where I'm at. It would mean the world to me, all those things I just requested of you. And I will catch you on the next episode of the If She Did podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in with me.